Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Shannon, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Wouldn't be a Tuesday without a Britney Spears roundup. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour.
Restaurants here in California that managed to survive the pandemic facing a new crisis, finding workers. People are trying to fill their dining rooms to full capacity, but can't find enough cooks, food servers, or kitchen staffers to do the job. I was reading an article in the Wall Street Journal this morning. About the retail industry. It saw the largest exodus in April in 20 years. People are saying, I'm too good for retail. I want to go do something that rewards my customer service skills instead of...
Well, restaurants might do that.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter got a job at a restaurant. Lickety's Blink. That's not the name of the restaurant. It's just how fast you got it. It's like an ice cream place.
Yeah.
Lickety Splits. No?
No.
President Biden later today is going to address a spike in shootings, armed robberies, and assaults throughout the country. He's supposed to meet with state and local officials, some law enforcement representatives, and others involved in trying to fight this trend of violence. Well, here's a violent story that has dominated headlines for the last few weeks here in Southern California. It's the death of six-year-old Aiden Leos on the Costa Mesa Freeway back on May 21st.
We found out after it happened that the CHP doesn't keep any sort of easily accessible data on when, where, or how often road rage incidents are being reported. So yesterday, the CHP came out and said it may begin collecting or tracking information about road rage.
I think they're going to have a hard time defining what that means. We could all probably argue that we've been involved in some sort of road rage incident, whether you're flipping off somebody or someone's flipping you off, or you roll the window down and say something stupid, or they roll the window down and say something stupid to you.
I remember this is when I was like 22, 24, something around there, and I was with a boyfriend in Hawaii. And he was like such a self-entitled guy, and he was just acting like a brat. And I realized that that relationship was over, but we were still on this trip. And he cut somebody off on Kauai. He cut somebody off, and this guy, this big Hawaiian dude, like probably Samoan guy, tracks us. Started following us and trying to yell at him, like, pull over, pull over. And this guy, I literally watched him pee his pants trying to escape the Hawaiian guy. And I just said, pull over. You're not going to lose this guy. This is where he lives.
Right.
You don't know what you're doing.
You don't know the secret roads.
And I mean, finally pulled over because we hit a cul-de-sac and the guy came over. He's like, I just wanted to tell you, don't do that. We don't drive like that here. So don't do that to people. That's all. And got back in his car and on our way with the soiled pants. But yes, I think we've all had one of those moments where you behave in an aggressive way towards the wrong driver. And
it can go bad.
You pee your pants a little bit.
Well, the vast majority of incidents like that end when you flip somebody off, say something, and then you're kind of lost in the mix of traffic, right? I mean, usually it happens because there is traffic. So that may be the safest thing, is that you just kind of are, I guess, camouflaged by the other cars that are around you also. And then it dissipates. And you may tell a friend about it, or your wife or husband about it, when you never believe what that a-hole did to me on the road.
Yeah.
But that's the end of it. In those off chances that something violent actually occurs, every once in a while, I think it's funny, Jeff Baugh in the morning, KFI in the Sky, will tell about how there was a little fender bender somewhere on the 210, and the two people got out and started screaming at each other on the side of the freeway.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's the dumbest thing ever. Although, if one person's going to scream, you can't, it's not really.
It's not as dumb as just stopping in the number two lane and getting out and screaming at each other, because that drives me insane when it's just a fender bender and you don't move to the side.
Holy hell. Again, this is connected to the death of Aiden Leos on the 55 freeway, because what we've seen Orange County DA Todd Spitzer do is solicit information about other instances that the two suspects in this case, Wynn Lee and Marcus Ayres, may have been involved with in either the weeks leading up to or the weeks after before they were caught, just to see if there's a pattern of behavior. And Todd Spitzer says he would support legislation that would make road rage a specifically defined crime in the state of California, or at the very minimum, require law enforcement agencies to track crimes that do have a component of road rage to it. And again, my immediate reaction to that is, that's a really wide-ranging term, road rage. Does that mean that crimes that road rage instances that don't actually involve a crime would still be reported if you had information about the make and model of the car or a license plate?
It would be helpful if, you know, the umbrella is going to be a large one, whether it's, you know, somebody flipping you off or following you or whatever it is, chasing you down. But I think it would be helpful to know how prevalent road rage incidents are. How often is this happening? Is it happening more? What are some things that they can do to help eradicate the program? They put the signs up that say, be nice to each other on those light up boards.
I was just going to say they need to take those down.
They really do, because they cause traffic. The messages are always dumb. There's typos.
They were using them for COVID information.
They were doing that.
And people can't read fast enough, apparently, so they have to slow down to try to sound out the words as they're like, buckle up.
I don't think you should have people read while they're driving a car.
If I can't read it on my phone, why should I be allowed to read it on the sign?
Amen, brother. Amen.
Anyway.
All right. Coming up next, it looks like California is planning rent forgiveness on a scale never seen before.
Man.
We don't have to pay rent anymore.
Somebody.
That's nice.
You know what's funny?
I hated paying rent. That sucks.
You paid your mortgage the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
And so did I. And we look like dummies because we paid our bills.
Yeah. It's the way the world works.
Gary and Shannon will continue in just a moment.
Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Frances wrote to us, gasbag@iHeartMedia.com. She says, before the pandemic, a glass of wine on an American flight I took cost me $8. She says, if their goal is to prevent passengers from drinking too much, it sure worked for me. And then Amber said, not sure about planes, but when I went to a concert at the Forum, my friend got a drink that cost $28. That was the worst I'd ever seen. I had a similar experience at the Forum. I was with my brother at like a Def Leppard show a couple years ago. And we went up to get cocktails, just like mixed drinks, vodka, soda or something like that. And when they rang it up, they were like, yeah, that'll be, you know, $45 or something. I was like, what? Where did that come from?
Right. I'm not paying for theirs too. These are just for our two drinks.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I noticed that the first time I paid more than $10 for a drink, which was weird, was in the first time I was in Vegas. Mm-hmm. My wife and I went to some bar at the top of some hotel or something like that. And it was like a Tuesday. It was middle of the week. So the place was pretty quiet and it was just the two of us in that area. In that corner, and I don't know what it was. The same thing. It was just like a gin and tonic or something like that. And they charged $12.75. And I was like, this is the best gin and tonic I've ever had.
I usually pay about $160 for a couple drinks at the casino. Because, you know, I sit there at the machine.
I was just going to say.
And I get them for free, but it costs me about $160 on average.
Well, we have a lot more money than we were expecting. The state of California, that is, this unexpected budget surplus. We've seen federal stimulus money continue to roll in. So the governor and the state legislature are working on a rent forgiveness plan that has never, ever been tried in the United States.
The state would pay 100% of the unpaid rent that low-income Californians incurred during the pandemic. I like the way that they say that, the rent that they incurred, like somebody's taking money away from them when they're just not paying their rent, right? It would be financed entirely by federal money.
Which I think is funny, only because the state is now saying that we got money from somewhere else, we're going to use that to pay these bills, as opposed to, hey, we in the state of California have been swimming in tax revenues. We're going to use that. Although I know that they have already allocated a lot of the billions of actual tax money that came from California back to Californians. One of the things they've said is they want to give $12 billion back to taxpayers by sending stimulus checks of at least $600 to a bunch of middle class or people in the middle class here in California.
To qualify for the rental relief, it would be available to residents who earn no more than 80% of the median income in their area. For example, in San Francisco, a family of four that earns less than $146,000 would qualify.
Yeah.
Now, I know San Francisco isn't cheap, but that's a lot of money.
That is an ass ton of money. Of course, it's a lot of money. The governor has proposed a $100 billion recovery package that puts money into everything from the most expensive education bill in California history to billions of dollars to buy hotels and apartments for homeless, a program to forgive traffic violations fines, like now breaking the law. And if you look at, again, not to boil it down this way, there are people who are struggling. This is good timing, and it's important that, number one, renters get forgiveness and they can continue to live, get back on track, that the people who own those homes can have some amount of income, even if it is state money, and then the people who they pay their mortgage to, they can get some money. I understand the importance of this thing, but when we also look at the other things that exist in the great state of California, the once great state of California, you cannot drive through Burbank on I-5 without risking a gigantic mechanical failure in your vehicle. You cannot. If you drive anywhere north of, say, if you were to go through North I-5 over the Grapevine, once you get to the bottom of that hill, not only do you have to look out for traffic, right, and then trucks and everything that use it, there are gigantic potholes on I-5 through the most traveled corridor in the entire state along I-5, and nobody can fix it.
You want them to pay for your roads?
With your tax dollars that
they tell you are for the roads? No.
Now, listen, we are giving out so much money right now. Think about this. We're giving out so much money in the state of California. We have to set up new bureaucracies to give out the money.
Of course we do.
That's like airlines expanding their seats because we're all getting fatter.
That's happening.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I feel it. I see it. I mean, I feel it. About 8% of the $619 million in requests for rental assistance in one of the other programs through Monday morning had been paid. After complaints that this 32-page form for rent relief, 32 pages, took more than 3 hours to complete, the state came up with a smaller application. It now takes an average of 30 minutes. It's available in 6 languages. You can fill it out on your smartphone. We in California are not the only ones who have been swimming in this extra money. States like Oklahoma, Utah, Washington have reported similar budget increases. If you think of where the budget surplus came from, the majority of what you saw in California was better than expected returns on investments to the tune of billions of dollars.
But let's not let's just spend all that money. Let's just give it away.
Well, clearly,
free money,
clearly don't give it back to the people who gave it to you in the first
place. Even though you can't count on making that money the next year or the year after that or the year after that, let's just give it all away.
So what you're saying is the state budget process works different than
yes.
your household budget process.
Yes, which is a real budget.
Huh. I wonder what would happen if you guys had a problem on your staircase. You couldn't get to and from the house every day without risk of blowing out an ankle or twisting a knee. You'd probably fix that, right?
I'd fix that staircase.
And you'd put an I-5 sign up there, and your husband would put lettering on it that says, "This transportation project paid for by me or us."
Britney Spears turns 40 this year. Oh boy, don't we all feel old.
40.
Tomorrow, she will speak to a judge. She has requested this hearing. She is 13 years into that court-enforced conservatorship that has vast control over her life and money. We'll get into what's going to happen tomorrow. And I don't think she's doing herself any favors on Instagram. Tell you that.
Yeah, that's, Your Honor, I'd like to introduce another piece of evidence.
If I start doing those videos, will you give me a ring and be like, hey, bro, take that down?
I would have.
Would you be that friend for me that is honest?
Not at first. I would probably just crack the code on your phone and pull it down for you.
Okay.
And then let you assume that it was just up and. He can't figure out. You can't figure out.
But
why
I think
it's a
greater conversation because it's every day she's posting these. It's not just one post that's questionable.
Oof. All right. A Britney Spears Tuesday roundup is coming up in just a couple minutes
this
here on Gary and Shannon.
This was yesterday's. What's going on?
Doesn't she have kids?
Yeah.
Where are they?
I don't know.
Are they controlling the camera?
Maybe.
She's turned them into her crew now. We have a new friend. That's all that
yes,
matters.
That's all that counts.
Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. A lot coming up in Swamp Watch. We'll get into the discussion about this big voting rights bill. Will likely go down to defeat today. We'll talk about some of the politics of that. Philippine president has threatened to order the arrest of people in the Philippines who refuse COVID vaccinations. Rodrigo Duterte, who I guess you could say is a character, told these people to leave the country if they don't want to get vaccinated. He says he's exasperated with people who refuse to get immunized, who then spread the virus. He said he's facing a crisis and that he would personally arrest those who refuse to get the vaccine and would inject the vaccine into their arms himself. I think that's fun.
Britney Spears will appear virtually tomorrow at this court hearing that she has requested about her conservatorship. This has controlled her life, her money for 13 years. Now, this is what happens when a person is considered to have a severely diminished mental capacity. And you'll remember when Britney went through it all with shaving the head and the baseball bat and the whole very public breakdown, what appeared to be a very public breakdown.
The umbrella,
right, sorry. Yeah. A court will step in and grant someone the power to make financial decisions and major life choices for them.
And in this case, it was her father that became her conservator for the most part. And there was sort of that stereotypical trope of a parent of a child star who then, you know, preys on that child's money, takes all of their fame, etc.
There's a lot of secrecy when it comes to how this thing works. Specifically, the court closely guards the inner workings of Britney Spears's conservatorship. Some aspects have been revealed in documents, like the conservatorship has the power to restrict her visitors.
Yeah, I didn't realize this. A conservatorship can act on behalf of whoever the conservatee.
Yes.
Whoever the person in the subject of this, the conservatorship can take out restraining orders in her name to try to prevent bad people from being around her or taking advantage of her.
It arranges and oversees visits with her sons, who are now 14 and 15. The father, Kevin Federline, has full custody to answer your question of where are the kids.
Got it.
It's got the power to take out restraining orders in her name. It's been used more than once to keep shady dealers, bad actors away from her.
It has the power to make her medical decisions and her business deals. She can, this is a, again, a, an aspect of it I didn't realize. She can get married, but the conservatorship has to approve it. Wow. I mean, they've taken every major life decision away from her. Now, her argument isn't necessarily that she doesn't want to be under the conservatorship.
She just doesn't want her father to do it.
Right.
Because they've had a falling out.
Now, from 2008 until 19, her dad, Jamie, he had the power over her life choices, and he and attorney Andrew Wallet controlled her money. Now, all dad has is financial control. He shares that role with an estate management firm called Bessemer Trust. And then Jody Montgomery is a court-appointed professional, acts as the conservator over the personal matters.
Her lawyer said at a recent hearing that Brittany fears her father and that she will not return to performing as long as he maintains control. That's their argument, that she could be out there entertaining, making money, all of it, but she doesn't want to. She's holding her career hostage because she wants her dad out. A conservatorship can always be dissolved by the court, but it is rare that a person successfully asks to be released. The burden is on them, they say, to prove their competence. And again, I got to go to Instagram. the dancing videos every day. She doesn't look entirely well, mentally. Now, what do I know? Maybe that's just her personality.
But I mean, physically, she's in recent years not looked physically well. The whole makeup over the eyes thing is really it's disturbing to look at, because no one has come into her and said, "Hey, Let's clean it up a little bit, just or here's some new ways to do your eye makeup so you don't look like you're a heroin addict."
I don't know how much she's medicated either. That could be the reason for that.
One of the issues about conservatorships that again is relatively new to me is that, like you said, they don't just impose this upon people. This is not something it's hard to get. And there have to be some very specific reasons why somebody is put in a conservatorship. An attorney who specializes in an estate like this says these conservatorships are most common in situations where something dramatic has happened, a traumatic brain injury, Alzheimer's, or dementia. And I wonder if, because these are so secret, even as public a life as she has led, I wonder if there is something else that has gone into this. Because this is a long conservatorship for a woman who is not old. She is not... whatever problems were associated with it back in 2008, I would have felt like she could have had the opportunity to work her way out of it.
The documentary about the Free Britney movement was just so heartbreaking to me, because they've got interviews with her when she was 17 and just starting. And she is this strong, in control, assertive young woman. And now she speaks in this baby voice, and it seems like she does not have control and that she's not strong. And it's just the entire career and the people around her that changed her, transformed her from what was once a strong woman into a woman who has to be under a conservatorship for 13 years. And she's 40 this year.
And was it all mental, or was there some sort of physical aspect to it as well?
I don't know, yeah.
You know, maybe there was drug use or some sort of something that happened early on that she cannot recover from.
Yeah, changed her psychologically.
Speaking of, there is a plan to put some of Britney's old songs into a stage musical.
The Shakespeare Theater Company in Washington, D.C. announced last week it will stage Once Upon a One More Time. It's going to be about woke princesses.
It's going to be about Cinderella, Snow White, Little Mermaid, among others, who are transformed after reading The Feminine Mystique.
Is that a 70s I'm woman, hear me roar type thing?
It is a landmark feminist text, which I'm surprised you haven't read.
I apologize. I read Jackie Collins. That was enough for me.
That was feminism for you?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it was.
Hey, we also haven't heard much about what's going on with Jeopardy. At the beginning of the year, this was a gigantic story about who's going to... Granted, we were all shut up in our homes and had to watch it incessantly, but what's going on with Jeopardy and these ratings about who, in fact, was really the tops when it came to guest hosting for the late Alex Trebek?
I'd love to see you get a shot at this.
Aren't they still guest hosting? That's the problem.
They're still doing it?
I think people are still guest hosting.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's gone on way too long.
I'm not allowed to watch it, so I don't know. And when I visited my parents this weekend, they were watching the Olympic trials. They weren't watching Jeopardy.
What age do you get to start watching it? Because your wife's fear is that you will turn into an old man at that juncture.
I would say it's after divorce.
Oh, okay.
Then I can watch
it. Got it.
That's the age.
Bye. But tell me what you've done for me.
Los Angeles. Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I love how we always go to Los Angeles.
Well, it's true.
It started with the Chris Little talks.
It's true.
We're in Los Angeles.
Business world, I suppose. Sales of previously occupied homes fell for the fourth straight month in May. Big prices that are going up, limited number of available properties, and a lot of would-be buyers just got out of it. Existing home sales dropped almost a full percent last month from April, although sales are up 45% from last May. When obviously, I mean, May of last year, nobody wanted to go anywhere. So everybody stopped looking to move around, buy homes or something.
More than 500 firefighters are battling the Willow Fire up there near the trailhead for Mount Whitney. It looks like it has burned nearly 4.5 square miles south of Big Sur. The fire poses a threat to the Tassajara Zen Mountain Center. I know that this is a bucket list item for you, the Buddhist monastery located in a remote valley.
Listen, I could do a full silence retreat there.
I could see you in your robes, just being quiet for like a week and a half. Not right now.
Oh, I was in the zone there for a second.
I know you were.
I thought about, because they're the ones who really started brewing beer on a large scale.
Oh, the monks?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, because they weren't eating. A lot
right.
of times,
so they
had to get their nutrition
beer.
From somewhere. And
could you imagine going up there, sitting with a bunch of dudes in robes, just drinking beer and not talking for a week? Like, that's right up your alley. Okay, not right now, though. We're doing a radio show.
Through the mind exercise, and I feel even just those few seconds there were refreshing, except for the constant, like, meh, meh, meh. The ratings are in for the Jeopardy guest hosts.
Fine, I won't talk.
Who have completed their stints so far. So we've seen 9 celebrity guests. They said 10 if you include Savannah Guthrie, who is currently at the lectern until the end of this week. Multiple outlets are starting to round up the audience ratings episodes received while each of them had their turn leading Jeopardy. Not a giant surprise. At the top is Ken Jennings. Ken Jennings was the guy who became famous for absolutely crushing it several years ago. There have been other winners that I think eclipsed his numbers, but Ken Jennings was a guy who was a friend of the show, became a friend of Alex Trebek, and was really sort of an advocate for Alex Trebek towards the end of his life.
One of the fan favorites was Blossom. Mayim.
Balak.
Bialik.
Bialik.
You know, I don't pronounce things right, but I got that one.
You got that one.
Yeah. I've been trying to pronounce her name and unsuccessfully so for years, which is my own fault. But apparently she was a big fan favorite. And so everyone was shocked to find out that her ratings were the lowest, below Anderson Cooper at a 4.9.
Yeah, there were a couple of surprises on all of this. Now, like Layla said earlier, there are still others that are coming, other guest hosts that are coming. Dr. Sanjay Gupta is going to take a turn at the lectern, George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts.
And then LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton, who was a huge favorite early on also.
Finishing off the roster is Joe Buck.
Easy, easy.
He doesn't need help being condescending. He doesn't need another venue to be condescending.
He's
walking condescension.
I hope he walks in with a good Alex Trebek mustache. Because, you know, he's tried this facial hair thing
he
lately.
He got hair
Joe
plugs.
Buck has, yeah. And I think that if he did the full Alex Trebek mustache.
I don't want to see that.
Again, this is not an exact science. We're only talking about 1 week at a time in terms of the ratings for the most part. So it's not the greatest science, but from top to bottom of those who have guest hosted so far on Jeopardy, Ken Jennings, like I said, was first with a 6 rating. But Mike Richards was 5.9. Let me repeat. Mike Richards, friend of the show, Mike Richards, who became a game show producer and was the host of the game show that I was on called
Undefeated and something.
I don't remember the name of the game show.
Undecided? Decided?
No, that doesn't. That's what we are right now, is Undecided. Mike Richards, Aaron Rodgers below him, Katie Couric, Bill Whitaker, Buzz Cohen, who was the host of the Tournament of Champions, Dr. Oz, then Anderson Cooper, and then, like we said at the bottom, Mayim Bialik.
America Says.
Nope. Although he was.
Divided,
that's what it was.
Undecided wasn't that far away from Divided.
No.
We were right there. We were right on the door.
He, Mike Richards, got some impressive ratings. Like I said, number 2 behind Ken Jennings. He talked on the Wall Street Journal podcast and said that a permanent host announcement will be made before the next season begins taping late July or early August.
We got to get you in there.
I don't think
we got to get you a tryout.
It sounds to me like they've got the whole list. Unless you cause some sort of bodily harm to Joe Buck and get him out for that last week. Mm. And then you're like, hey, I have an idea.
Yes, I've got a guy.
As you're being arraigned in LA County Superior Court. Wait, I just want to say one thing. That'll work.
I don't think I would get in trouble for that.
You never know.
It's LA County. I'll just call up George and say, hey, do me a solid.
Yeah.
Don't charge me, just like you don't charge the rest of these people.
I'm not sure you're the kind of person that he's looking out for.
Yeah.
You know. With your relatively clean criminal record.
Yeah. Well, all right.
I said relatively. I didn't say spotless. All right. There's some
was that
minor
in
infraction.
Disneyland and Dodger Stadium.
Who wears pants at Disneyland anyway?
We'll talk trending when we come back to Gary and Shannon.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.